Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. Welcome to Trailblazers. I'm your host, Melody Bradford. Today's guest is a true champion of the arts and community impact. I'm joined by Janin Fugate, Executive Director of the Baum School of Art, an institution that has been a cornerstone of creative expression and arts education for nearly a century. As the Baum School approaches its remarkable 100-year milestone, Janin is leading the organization into its next chapter, honoring its rich legacy while boldly reimagining its future. From expanding access to the arts to cultivating the next generation of artists, her leadership is both strategic and deeply rooted in purpose. Today, we'll explore Janin's personal leadership journey, the evolving role of arts organizations in our communities, and how the Baum School is preparing to celebrate a century of impact. Janin, welcome to Trailblazers.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the centennial and the legacy of the school. The Baum School of Art is approaching an incredible milestone. It's 100 years. What does this centennial moment mean to you personally and professionally?
Well, it's a time for us to reflect and also a time for us to celebrate. I mean, a community art school celebrating 100 years is pretty remarkable, but that it's in our community, in the Lehigh Valley, it's an honor for me to be able to be here for this moment in the school's history, and to see it really, to see the school really thriving is also super special and makes me really proud to be a part of the school.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I remember growing up and I used to love, well, I still love art. I just don't get the time to do it much anymore. But you guys have a long and very rich history. What are some of the defining moments in the school's history that have shaped its legacy?
So the school was founded in 1926 by a painter. His name was Walter Emerson Baum. Mm. And he was invited to lead a class of Allentown School District students. Oh. So our earliest beginnings were a partnership with the Allentown School District.
Interesting.
And from there, Walter taught classes and continued after that first summer class. And that's what became the Baum School of Art. We had class locations. The city and the school district and the teachers and the community all worked together so that we could have classroom space on Saturdays. Mm. In the Sheridan School, in Hunsicker, a lot of different locations throughout Allentown were the home for the Baum School until about 1954, when the Hess brothers actually stepped in and helped us to acquire a space at 12th and Walnut Streets. And we were there from 1954 to 1976. So a lot of folks remember taking classes at the 12th and Walnut Street location. A director came along. Actually, Walter Baum passed away in 1956. So only 2 years after we had our own location, Walter had passed. And there were a few different directors in between that helped lead, from Dorothy Leonard, Mel Stark. But then in 1965, the board hired Rudy Ackerman. And Rudy was a well-known figure of the arts in the Lehigh Valley for many years. He ran the Baum School until 2006. And he was also the chair of the Moravian Art Department. Mm. And he really led the school through these next couple of eras. In the 70s, we were housed in the lower level of the art museum, the Allentown Art Museum. Mm-hmm. So we were home there for quite a while. And that is where we operated until we could build our own building at 5th and Linden Streets. And that our home where we live now is located at 5th and Linden, right in downtown Allentown. Mm. And that was built in 1987. So we've seen so many decades, so many different changes to our programming, to you know, the events of the world and all of that. But each successive point in our milestones have been really marked by growth. So 2001 was the East Wing addition. And then and that brings us to, you know, 2026, our centennial year, where we're planning some additional changes to our building. But, you know, the school's remarkable because it has survived through the Great Depression.
Yeah.
World War II. All of the issues around economy, ups and downs. You think about what can happen across the span of 100 years. And to think that we've still got such a vibrant community art school that people are still supporting, still participating and enjoying, that's remarkable to me.
How is the organization planning to celebrate this centennial milestone? Are there any exciting events or initiatives that our listeners should know about?
Absolutely. So the biggest, really, when we said, what should we do for our 100th anniversary?
Yeah.
We took a look at the organization's wish list. You know, what do we want for our birthday?
Yeah, right.
And we decided it was time to take on and tackle a big project at the school. We had seen growing enrollment. To the point where we had wait lists. And we'd also seen our facilities beginning to age. So some of our spaces had not been renovated or updated since the building was built in 1987. Now that's, I hate to say it, 40 years, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's that long ago, but it you know, some of the spaces had been very, very well loved. So when we got together as a, you know, with the board, and started to set a plan for the future, we said if there was one thing we could do for the centennial, it would be just an entire glow up. So everything has been updated in the school. We built in two additions, actually.
Wow.
Last summer.
That was my next question, is what renovations are underway?
That was the big plan for centennial, is let's improve the student experience and set up to offer the best programming possible, to have our facilities match the quality of our programs, and really attention to every detail in the school. So the idea is to honor our milestone mm-hmm. by setting us up for the next 100 years.
That's exciting. Now, do you have any events coming up that will, you know, kind of mark that celebration or spark engagement, even further engagement within the community?
We do. Right now we have we've just had a soft opening for classes.
Okay.
So we've renovated every space in the building, all of the floors, all of the paint, all of the countertops, all of the sinks, equipment, furniture, lighting, which is so important for
sure.
The arts. We had fluorescent lighting, so we've converted all of our lighting, updated our heating and cooling, really thought about every possible way that we can create a beautiful space to create in.
Yeah.
So coming up, now classes are in session already, so we've welcomed our students back, but in May we'll hold our annual art auction. It's our 42nd annual art auction.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be welcoming the community in to celebrate and collect art with us as we do every year, but in expanded galleries with more room to look at the artwork, more room to you know, have events, more room to be together and celebrate art. That is May 16th is our preview night. And I don't believe tickets are quite available yet, but soon they'll be available. We usually have a buffet dinner, and it's a wonderfully fun party. But then the auction is open and available to view during any of our open hours until bidding closes the following week.
Mm.
So we bid online, and it's over 500 works of art, local, regional artists, living artists, and artists from our past and our history.
Wow.
In our 42nd year. So
that's awesome. How are you balancing honoring the school's history with positioning it for the future as you make all these updates and, you know, you bring the old into the new? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of traditions at the Baum School, and some that I'm really, truly proud of. And those traditions will remain even in our new spaces. And one of those is providing scholarships and opportunities for students who might not be able to afford classes. We've actually over the last several years more than doubled, possibly tripled, our investment in making arts accessible to everyone in our community. So making sure that we have summer camp scholarships, that we have merit-based scholarships, financial aid, free programs for seniors, for veterans. Anyone who wants to take a class at the Baum School is welcome to come, and resources should never be a barrier. And that was actually... part of our earliest days, even in the in 1926, we were actually called the Kleinbaum Art School because there were two philanthropists, Charles and Figa Klein, who provided scholarship funds for students who couldn't afford supplies or could not afford to take classes. And they still have a foundation that exists today and supports us and is even supporting our centennial project. So we have generations of supporters who believe in what we're doing and believe that art is important for everyone and not just those who have the resources to participate.
That's awesome. Now, I want to shift gears here a little bit. I want to talk actually about you. can you walk us through your leadership journey and what ultimately led you to become the executive director of the Baum School of Art?
Sure. Well, I just celebrated 16 years with the school.
Oh, wow.
I've been there for 16 years.
Okay.
I'm an artist. I studied art in school. I went to Kutztown University and studied fine arts there. Also, Keystone. I got an associate's degree at Keystone College, which is a little further north. Both wonderful, wonderful art schools with amazing faculty. Had great training there, and they encouraged me to get involved in the arts community. Go do internships, find mentors. And I did that. Even before I had graduated, I had taken on an internship at the Banana Factory, which is right down the road.
Yes. Doing their own set of renovations.
Yes, they are. It's so exciting to see. It's so exciting to see so much investment in the arts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tremendous to see how our community has come together and said, this is important.
Yes.
And we need these resources. So that totally... just thrills me. But I had started there working in at the Banana Factory as a summer program assistant, and I got to meet a lot of different teaching artists and was introduced there to the idea of community arts and really got to see some beautiful examples of community arts engagement and decided that I really wanted to be part of community arts engagement and not necessarily just being an artist creating in a vacuum or, you know, making my own work. I saw that inspiring kids and doing community projects was something that was really, really impactful and had such a, it was bigger than just me.
Right.
So I loved that, was inspired by that. And I had an incredible mentor at the Banana Factory at the time. Her name was Diane LaBelle, and Diane was the director of the Banana Factory at that time in the early 2000s. And she had gone on to create an adaptive reuse art center in Reading. And it's a gorgeous, amazing art center in Reading. And she had called me up when she was building it and said, do you think you might like to come work at the Goggle Works?
And so I remember that.
And yeah. The Goggle Works opened in 2005, and I was the program director there from 2005 to just about 2009, and worked under Diane's leadership to build programming, after school programming, classes for adults, for teens, for children in this dynamic arts community. So gained a lot of experience and background there. And that takes me to 2010, which is 16 years ago, when the opportunity came about for the Baum School of Art.
Did you start out as the executive director?
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Interesting.
They had, I was the program director at the Goggle Works, and I worked at another small studio in Boyertown called Studio B, which is a really exciting little arts hub in Boyertown. But the opportunity was that became available at the Baum School was for the executive director. And, you know, I was feeling bold. And I thought, that seems like a great place to be. Why don't I give it a shot? I've built some experience and some background building arts programming and community programming. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
And you know, I applied for that position and did a number of interviews with the board and staff there, and fell in love with the place, was overjoyed to have the position there, and I've been there ever since. But I was just, I believe I was 30. I was 30 years old when that happened. So.
And you stepped into the role and did it, and have so far done a beautiful job. And interestingly enough, I just want to take a moment here, because you know you get into art and you study art and you kind of try and find a career pathway, and it's not always apparent, right? Like you might just, you know, I remember historically, if somebody would have said, "I want to be an artist," you know, like, well, how are you going to pay the bills? How are you going to eat? You know, but it sounds to me like, especially as the arts culture within the Lehigh Valley continues to grow, there's a number of different pathways that you can follow in order to be able to bring that to fruition, hone that craft, and actually grow that space within the region. So that's exciting. What leadership lessons would you say have shaped your approach, particularly in the nonprofit and art space? Because that can be challenging at times, I imagine.
I have to say I've had so many wonderful mentors over the years. Diana's one that I mentioned. Linnie Fowler was another.
Oh, yes.
Linnie was board president at the Baum School when I was hired.
And such a champion for the arts.
A champion
for the arts. Philanthropist, everything, yeah.
And a champion for kindness.
Yeah.
And I keep those lessons with me in my heart always, that we can lead with kindness and with love in our hearts for what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that passion is so important. And Diane taught me that too, is that if you have a passion for what you're doing and you want to do really well, you will inspire others to come along that journey with you too. So I still talk to Diane on a regular basis, and we're still very close friends. And I appreciate the mentors in my life that have taught me a lot about what it means to work in the art space, work in the nonprofit world, work with people, mm-hmm. Navigate all of the, you know, complexities that come along with it. But I think one of the biggest lessons in leadership, which seems almost counterintuitive, is to find your mentors,
mm-hmm.
and really, you know, listen as much as you can to their experience and their expertise and their wisdom, because every mentor I've had has shaped my life, and I'm grateful for them. And in a way, that's what the Baum School is doing too, is shaping and mentoring young creatives. Mm-hmm. So,
and has there been any pivotal or defining moments throughout your career that have helped to shape you personally, professionally?
You know, there have been a lot of challenges over the last 16 years at the Baum School, but a lot of opportunities. And I think about, you know, COVID, mm-hmm. for example. The pandemic really tested our ability to adapt and be flexible. And we were able to open. We were only closed for several months. We opened in July of 2020 after just being closed from March to July. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations were closed a lot longer, but we were able to really assess, pivot, and adapt so that we could set up a safe classroom space. Or, you know, what we had to be able to think creatively about problems and come up with workable solutions. And I'm proud of our ability to kind of keep the school thriving through that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pivotal moment. But honestly, the most defining moment is now. This next chapter of the school, this 100th anniversary, this milestone, and what we've done to sort of gift the community with a brand new school is really the most exciting moment so far in my career. And probably next week I'll say the next thing. I've never run out of exciting moments,
yeah.
or pivotal times at the Baum School. It's so special and so dear to my heart that, you know, I really treasure every step of my journey so far.
Yeah. And you talked a little bit about, you know, what you guys do overall, but kind of focusing in on the organizational impact and vision, how would you describe not only what the school does and its mission, but how the role of community art schools has evolved in recent years, especially post-pandemic, because you mentioned that that was a challenge. How has that shaped things?
Sure. Well, first I'll start with what the Baum School of Art is. We're a community art school. We're located in downtown Allentown, and we offer classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. So we offer a broad range of disciplines, from drawing and painting, jewelry making, pottery, ceramics, sculpture, figure drawing, fashion design, graphic design.
I did not know it was fashion. Wow, that's interesting.
And soon our new STEAM maker space will have 3D printing. We have galleries and exhibitions throughout the year. And we're a place where people can gather and learn skills in the visual arts, but also, you know, there are these other wonderful benefits of creating together that happen in a community art school. So learning to build confidence, self-expression, social and emotional wellness, reducing social isolation. And I think that is one thing that we've seen increase tremendously post-pandemic, is that when we all felt isolated, being at home during quarantine, all of those years, that togetherness was something that was missing. And it's something that people have created space and time for in their lives now going forward in a way that we hadn't seen before. So I don't think that our approach has changed or our impact has changed so much. We're still doing the same thing. We're still having art class. But I've seen an increase in people's value of that time and space and what that means for their own personal wellness and what that means for their enjoyment of life and for stress relief. You know, those, even just for cognitive wellness, there's research out there that says participating in an art class for 10 weeks as a senior can help you maintain your cognitive flexibility. And so there are so many benefits. And to see people enjoying that space post-pandemic, and this week has been tremendous, too, just to reopen and see everyone excited to be back. That impact is so invaluable. And I think that's one that we might overlook sometimes when we think about art class.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I actually didn't put on our script here, but one of the things I did want to ask about, because you said it, it actually started with, you know, a collaboration with the Allentown School District, who, by the way, Dr. Carol Brooks is doing a fantastic job of, you know, really kind of spreading the wings of the district in order to be able to maximize on collaborations. But what collaborations have been key to the growth, but will continue to evolve the organization into the future? And how do you see those taking shape and really reshaping who you guys are as a, you know, community-centered resource?
So I would say most important to talk about would be our Allentown Neighborhood Arts Program, which is our free after-school program. We've been running that program since, I believe, 1987.
Okay.
And it started as a 10-week program for, I want to say, five. I think it might have started out as five elementary schools in the Allentown School District. We now offer the program to all of the elementary schools in the district, plus the middle schools and the high schools. And what we do is we offer the teachers an opportunity to nominate students for scholarships to come to the Baum School for an after-school class. And I love, we go to their schools as well for programs, but I love the opportunity for a young student to walk into art school and feel, you know, come sit down at an easel and paint on a canvas and feel like they're an artist, because they are, and they deserve all of those resources and all of those opportunities. So we've been running that program and expanding it over the, you know, over the last 10 years, we've expanded it. But there's now been generations of Allentown Neighborhood Arts Program students coming through. One day we had a dad come in and say, you know, I got a chance to come to this program when I was a kid, and now I'm bringing my own child. And that was a really special moment to see, and I took pictures at the school, and There's nothing like hearing the kids come in the building and after school hours and being excited to create. So, but those aren't the only opportunities we have for Allentown students. They can also, you know, participate as financial aid students. We also do community outreach with our partners like Communities and Schools, or, you know, going to schools and providing programs at the school. So artists visiting there as well, because we don't want there to be barriers.
Right.
To access to the arts. So we do both. And then summer camp as well. So our Allentown students have the opportunity to come and take summer camps at no cost at the Baum School.
Oh.
And we've done those scholarships for many years now as well. And many of our students, they take one class and they love it. And then they can keep coming back. So that's another thing that I try to you know, encourage, is that we want families to participate, but we also want them to build their experiences too, and continue to study and continue to receive that mentorship and continue on their artistic journey, because learning art is a lifelong practice.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever host community engagement opportunities like art exhibits, fashion shows, things of that nature? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, every year we host an adult student exhibition and also a youth student exhibition. And we feature work from every single participating student in our youth exhibition. And we also do scholarship awards. The public is invited to all of our exhibitions. But we do feature student work. And in our new renovations, we actually have a student gallery where we will be able to feature student work all the time. We host the artistic discovery for our congressional district, which is a high school art competition. Mm. And we are going to do a community call to artists this summer, late summer, inviting artists to participate in exhibition to celebrate our 100th anniversary. So that will be happening as well. So there are lots of opportunities to come and view art and experience it, and also show your own work too.
Yeah, that's exciting. Just a couple of final questions. What inspires you daily in your role? And how do you stay energized as a leader?
So really the students. The students and the faculty and the community that we've built inspires me every day. We have people come and tell us, the Baum School is my happy place. It's the place that I look forward to being every week. And it's where I, you know, get to feel like myself, or I can express myself and I can enjoy this treasured part of my week with my friends. That's so special.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a treasure to be protected. And supported and grown, so because not everybody want a place like that where they feel like their voice is celebrated, that they are encouraged, that they are, you know, able to be themselves and to learn and grow and encourage others. So the school itself is an inspiration to me every day, and it keeps me energized and positive. This week has been tremendous, because we had this soft opening after being closed for the renovations, and just getting to see everyone excited to be back together again and creating, and excited about what they're going to make next, excited to show their parents what they've made, excited to show their friends. That could
energizing.
Keep me going forever.
Yeah. And for aspiring leaders, especially women or those entering the nonprofits or arts sector, what advice would you share?
I think my biggest piece of advice would be find a mentor and be a mentor as often as you can.
Yeah, that's great advice. What an inspiring and thoughtful conversation this has been, Shannon. As the Baum School of Art approaches its 100-year anniversary, it's clear that its impact extends far beyond the walls of its classrooms. It's about access, creativity, community, and leadership that honors the past while boldly shaping the future. Shannon, thank you for your vision, your passion, and the meaningful work you're doing to ensure the arts remain a vital part of our community for generations to come. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Trailblazers. You can tune in every week for conversations with leaders and innovators, making a difference right here in our community and beyond. Until next time, keep leading, keep inspiring, and keep blazing your own trail.